Hey.
Sorry about that. I forgot to turn the recording off for the voice verification, and it timed out on it.
Yeah, it was just like, you have been kicked from this conference. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're not supposed to talk about billing information over the voice verification. What I was going to say is, like, we could start it on a different payment method, and then if you want to swap it out, you just got to call me before the next bill is due. And just call me before the 9th. I mean, we're going to have tons of conversations before then anyway, I'm sure. And then we could switch it. And then you're still getting the receipt and everything sent over to you. So you'll still be able to write it off, even if it's not on, like, the business card for that first payment.
Yeah. I just really wanted it to just come on here, but I guess I just set it up.
Yeah. I know it makes it easier just to have everything on the business card, you know, especially when you do taxes at the end of the year. But like I said, I'll still send a receipt over so you'll have it and you'll still be able to write it off.
Okay. Yeah, just, I guess just like make a note or something that I need to change the card.
You need to swap billing information?
Okay. Yeah, before the next billing cycle.
Okay, I'm going to my calendar right now. Yeah, because the next billing date is on a Saturday anyway. It's September 9th, so I can touch base with you that Friday.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, I'll put it in there right now. Needs to change billing information.
Yeah, that's the only credit card that I've got my business name on. I've got my debit card, but I don't really use that for anything. That's just,
yeah. It's good to build your credit up, though. You know, I have a Schools First Credit Union, and my brother actually works there. He's like the head of the insurance department for Schools First. Yeah.
Okay.
Ever since I switched there like 2 years ago, my credit score shot up, and it was just simple stuff. But yeah, I wasn't doing things. Yeah, they're the best, to be honest. I didn't realize what I was missing out on. I had a lot of stuff where my pays direct deposited and they automatically pull the money out. But my brother's like, man, if you have all your auto pays, just go to your credit card and then the credit union will transfer the payment over. So it's pretty cool where all my stuff's auto charging my credit card, but they're the ones who are making the payments on time. They're just transferring the money from my other debit account straight over and making the payment for me. And so that way I get the credit boost. So it's just it's just like having a debit card basically and just everything just goes through. But they set it up and they pay it on time for you. And so that way it just looks perfect. Yeah.
When, something happens with your debit card, the bank's not real good about protecting your money.
Credit card,
well, if something happens, all you got to do is call them and be like, hey, I didn't make this purchase, and they go.
That's another reason, though, the credit unions are cool is because even the debit card I have has a line of credit attached to it. So instead of saying I'm overdrafting, I overdraft that card, it's not even overdraft. They'll let me basically take out more. Yeah, they basically list it as a debit credit. It's weird, but it works. What I mean? It's if I wanted to put something. Yeah. No, they're really cool. Having a credit union is cool. I could just pull up to any car lot and just drive off and not pay anything. obviously they don't get it. But
I better not do that anytime soon.
Yeah. You can, though. Work vehicles, you get a heck of a deal on work vehicles when you're a business owner. You build all that credit and then, you list it as a business expense and all the payments for the car are written off. It's beautiful.
Yeah, that's real nice, Well, and I'm still paying on my work trip right now.
That's perfect thing to document, you know what I mean? Have it on that credit card and then you document that and it builds your credit and you get to write it off later. It's a win-win.
Yeah.
That's how you become indestructible, man. You get a successful business. All right, sorry about that, but let's swap out your billing information here. Okay, yeah, I'm ready for you.
Now the name on this card is just Richard Davis.
Okay, there's no Nick in there?
No, just Richard Davis.
No, and no business name?
Nope, no business name. This is just my personal.
All right, I'm ready for you.
4707.
4707.
9305.
9305.
2451.
2451.
1793.
1793. Okay, an expiration date, month and year?
0525.
0525. And then 3-digit code on the back.
061.
061. Okay. It says, please read voice verification. We already did that, so let's see, update. All right, and I'll try to process this so I can get you everything in writing. Boom, boom. All right, looks like this one's processing. Yeah, the other one, I hadn't seen that before. I've seen insufficient funds before, but I never seen it where it says, like, retry after 6 days. That one was a little
odd. Yeah, I guess it's just because it's my business card.
Oh, but it changed now. Now it's saying on the same transaction, retry after 24 hours. So maybe, yeah. Maybe you just have like a 24-hour hold on there. It started out as saying 6 days, and then it switched to 24 hours. But this one clear.
Yeah, I don't know. It usually goes through in the same, like, right when I pay it. But I don't know why they do.
It should. Yeah, it should. That's why I'm saying the credit union is great. I mean, in mine, they'll just let me keep going. They know I'll pay it back, so they just like.
Right.
Yeah, they don't care. They just let me keep charging on that thing. I don't even know what the limit is anymore. I think one time I checked it was at like 25. And then, I don't know. I don't really have more than that. I mean, my mortgage is less than that.
It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. I just clicked the link.
Yep. So this is the full agreement in writing. So you're not binded to a contract, but this is going to have all the products and features we're providing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, everything documented. And then we have a hard copy of it we sent over to your email. At the bottom of this, you got to sign off on it. So it'll ask you, like, please sign here. And then it'll ask you if you're okay with us, like, texting you and things like that.
So it says here, it says something about a transfer fee.
Transfer fee.
What's that? It says $99 one time. The company will deliver all relevant account access to the new owner at the request. Oh, okay. So that's like, that's if I wanted to give somebody else access to the stuff.
Right. Wait, which one are you looking at? What does it say?
Google Leads.
Google Leads?
Google Guaranteed.
Oh, Google Guaranteed. Okay.
Where it says,
well, that one has an asterisk sign next to it. So that basically is saying only if that applies to you. So the Google Guaranteed is a separate program. That won't apply to you. This is like you're a transfer. Yeah, it's a transfer fee, so you won't have to deal with any kind of transfer fee. It says the company will deliver all relevant account access to the new owner at the request of a client for a fee of $99. So that's like if you wanted to transfer the ownership, like let's say you sold your company, but that owner that you're selling it to, they still want to do that Google Guarantee program, which we're not actually doing right now, so this is just like hypothetical, then we'll say, okay, you know, pay the $99 fee, which you'll probably charge the guy that you're selling the business to anyway, or charge him for it, and then we transfer all that information to him so he could log into it and still have all the reviews and everything that you've built up when you're selling the business to him. Yeah.
Okay, so now I just did that, and it just sent me to username and password login page.
Yep. At the end of your client interview, they'll send you a separate email with your username, password, a link to the downloadable app, and a YouTube video that shows you how to use it. So that's really cool. Okay. You can download that to your mobile device, and you can oversee everything even while you're out in the field. That way, if you're missing calls, you can dig up their information, see who they were, and then call them back. And you can track your billing, everything through there. Be able to see all the success of the campaign. Mm-hmm. It's a good little tool. That way you can track what we're doing, what you're paying for, you know. Okay, so let me confirm. I got it. Okay, so I got that part. And then the other thing that you got to work on is the Google verification. It'll say, like, pictures needed for Google verification. So I think it's the text. Okay. Yeah, so there's a form there where it'll say, like, url.localsplash.com/Google. You don't got to do all this one right now. You can take your time with it. But it's pretty self-explanatory. It'll tell you upload pictures of tools and equipment, pictures of work vehicle, license plate, those things I disclosed to you, license, insurance documentation. So, again, at the bottom, it does state, like, hey, sometimes Google can't verify you because they don't have enough of the information in there. So, like, let's say you're missing something. It was like, in these cases, the only remaining option is a live video call with a Google representative. And it asks you if you'd be open to this. Okay. And that's only if there's something missing that you can't submit and we got to go that route. We'll go that route. But okay. So we won't let anything stop you from getting the full effects of the campaign. But if there's something that you're missing or that's holding us back, we'll have to do that way. And that's why they're disclosing that with you.
Okay.
All right. So take your time with that. Like I said, it might take you a while to get all those paperwork pulled together. I mean, if we could get it before Friday, that'd be great. But, you know, like I said, I have sometimes people got to pull files and stuff like that.
I was kind of taking off work today just to have me off days. I'll have some time to work.
Yeah, let's knock all this out and get it going. You know what I mean? This would be a long-term thing for you. I know we say it's month to month, but I'm telling you, like, once you see it work, it's kind of a no-brainer thing to have as a business owner.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just money that you get to write off. So that's every thing I see from, like, successful business owners. They're like, don't be afraid to spend money.
Yeah, that's how I know. That's how I know who I'm talking to, though. You know what I mean? When I tell a guy, oh, it's $4.99 or $5.99, and they're like, all right. I'm like, okay, this is a real business owner. This guy knows he's just going to write it off, and then he's going to make it back 10 times over with the customers it's bringing in. So, you know, he's like, whatever, you know. But then you get these other guys like, I can't. Yeah. But then you get these other guys, you know. It's like guys with money, they know what to do with it. And they know how to invest it and grow it. And then you get these other guys that are, like, just starting out, and they're like, I can't do this, can't spend it. And you're like, what? Like, having a business is using money to make money. It's literally, like, how you create wealth. Like, you can't do that.
Well, and I already knew that I was going to want to do this eventually anyways.
Yeah.
So, and now is as good a time as it.
Perfect timing. You know, have the availability, you know, you qualified for it. That's another good thing. I mean, honestly, if you didn't put yourself out there to begin with that home advisor listing, I don't think we would have even known you'd existed to consider you for first page placement. So that's why I was telling you, it's not a bad thing that you did that. I just don't think it's going to be what you're going to use as, like, a long-term solution for the business.
Yeah.
Most guys are not going to want to pay for every single lead to get nickel and dime for every single lead. It's just, it's too much to keep track of. It's irritating. All right. Well, that concludes our initial setup process, by the way. So everything's done on this end right here. We just need that form from you, and then we're going to circle back with you here in about an hour and 20 minutes for that client interview, okay? So I'm just going to notate this and send it downstairs, get them working on it, and then I'll call you back and introduce you to the client interview technician, and they'll just take it from there and walk you through it, okay?
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have my direct number, and we have a 24/7 customer service department available to you. So don't hesitate to give us a shout, okay?
Okay. Will do. Thank you.
All right. All right, Nick. I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye.